On 1170 SEN here in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast and via the SEN app right around the country and the world. In fact, let's talk cricket. And the BBL came to a thrilling conclusion for the regular season last night, the triple header across yesterday and last evening. The Sydney Thunder now have a couple of days off before the finals begin for them after a one-run victory over the Melbourne Renegades. And the assistant coach, Dan Smith, is on the line. G'day, Dan. Congratulations.
Mate, thanks very much. Good morning. It was a lovely win. A little bit ugly, but we'll take it.
Ugly and probably nerve-wracking at the end. How were the nerves there as it came down to the crunch?
I think given the fact that we got the bash boost point, which sealed third place for us, sort of kept it calm a little bit. But I guess at the end of the day, when you're sitting in the dugout, you've done all you can. It's just about the players executing. So, the nerves were okay.
Good to hear. That's always good to hear. Usman Khawaja comes back, knocks a nice solid 77 off 51. It must be great when you can get to this stage of the tournament, Dan, and have players like Uzi coming back.
Mate, isn't it brilliant to see the best players come back into this standard of cricket when the tournament's peaking at its best stage? So, we're very fortunate. Usman's a class player. He showed that last night, and I have no doubt he'll continue to perform for us and take us deep into the tournament.
We were discussing yesterday just about the BBL and everything that's been thrown at the tournament and at your players right across the board across this season. The fact that the Ashes were just all consuming as well, that it almost felt like, you know, we were limping to the finish. But then you take a look at the three games yesterday and how they panned out, and then the finals ahead of us. Do you guys feel as though it's been a very long season, A, but B, now the finals are here, it's refreshed, let's hit start again?
Yeah, definitely. It has been a long season. It certainly had its challenges there. The players across the board have been exceptional in terms of just putting up with everything, getting it all done for the good of the game. And then the real... I know it's cliche, but now that we're in the finals, the real competition starts now.
Yeah, and do the players feel that way as well? I mean, when you're going through all the COVID testing and postponement, like the whole lot's being thrown at you, has there sort of been a discussion around that? Like, let's just really focus now on refreshing?
Yeah, there certainly has. We spoke a little bit about it at the end of the game yesterday in terms of you could probably see through our fielding, the players are tired. We didn't quite execute as well as we could have, but now that finals time is here, there's no excuses. Players will get up, we'll be flying. Every team I think will be flying now, and it'll be a fantastic product, and we'll see some fantastic games, no doubt. And fingers crossed, some Thunder wins.
Did you get a chance afterwards to sit down and watch the performance of Glenn Maxwell? And I mean, it was just off the charts what he was up to.
Oh, well, the biosecurity rules mean you're in and out. So as soon as the game was finished, we were packing the luggage van and back to the hotel, which was a bit of a blessing in disguise. We sort of got back and got to see it. It was astronomical hitting, wasn't it? It was almost stick cricket. And then I think the forgotten man was Marcus Stoinis.
Yes.
I know I'm probably going to be ridiculed for saying this, but I think he hit the ball cleaner than Maxi did. So, it was great to watch, which is what the Big Bash is about, isn't it?
Mate, definitely at the back end. I mean, once Marcus got going, I agree with that. Once Marcus got going, he just could not miss. And Glenn Maxwell was starting to get tired. You could see the fatigue. I mean, he's had COVID and he was on that charge. And there was every chance that Marcus was going to take the runs away from him and keep the highest score. But in the end, Maxwell ends up with 154 not out. In your game on the other side, you had Cameron Boyce take a double hat-trick. So that's a rarity in any game, but also especially in Big Bash.
Yeah, mate, it was funny. Some of the boys asked the question, have you ever seen a double hat-trick before? And I said, not in my time, let alone at this level. That's what the Big Bash shows, doesn't it? Just every single game, regardless whether it's on the same wicket or a different wicket or a same facility or a different facility, can present anything. It's entertainment plus. It's non-stop. It's phenomenal. And last night, or yesterday certainly showed that, we had a double hat-trick in one game. And then we had a record-breaking score, less than 2 hours later in the next game. So If you're a fan and you know you love your cricket, get out to the games and watch them. It's phenomenal to watch.
Yeah, the finals are upon us. Just before I let you go, you know that there's been all this talk around Justin Langer. Justin's had a lot to say. Your head coach, Trevor Bayliss, of course, has been thrown up in this picture as well. Don't expect you to buy into that per se, but can you give us an insight into the coaching style of Trevor?
Well, Trev's pretty relaxed. He's very measured, very organised, very structured. He likes to keep the change room quite light-hearted, you know, which allows players to go out and execute their skills. Look, it's a funny one because Justin's just won the, as head coach, world champion, world T20, won the Ashes 4-0. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but yeah, I don't see how they can get rid of him, in my opinion.
Yeah, good on you, Dan. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll let you go. We look forward to the Thunder progressing through the finals, and we'll see who you've got next, but enjoy the couple of days off. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Sydney Thunder assistant coach Dan Smith with us here on 1170 SEN.